This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking, joining us now. We are going to be speaking, joining us now from the beautiful confines of Beaufort, North Carolina, is, she is an attorney at law. Her name is Paloma Capanna. How do you do today, ma'am?
I do well, Bill Frady. And how are you?
I'm good.
I'm good.
I figured out, for some reason, all of a sudden, in the upstate of South Carolina, it's very windy. And I figured out that I'd better take all of my bonsai trees, which I've started cultivating, and stick them on the deck. And not on the table, on the deck, or otherwise I'll be looking out now. So I'll be seeing them rolling across the way, which it won't kill them. But it'll sure upset me a whole bunch.
Yes. And the leaves might fall off, and then you'd have to have lots of little planters with individual leaves starting new, if they're jade bonsai, or yes. So,
So anyway, what's going on with the January 6th faux erection nonsense?
Of course there's a new chapter, which just makes it fun for you and me and the listeners who are commuting home listening to Lock and Load. I've come up with a new term. So we have faux erection. That's not mine, but we're going to have to develop like a little vocabulary book for the events of January 6th. I've coined the phrase upcharging, and that's when the Department of Justice pulls an indictment away that they've already charged somebody with, and they jigger things around, and they increase the charges, and they throw it back at the person to see if that sticks, right? So we have upcharging. My new word is pop-up defendant. Now, women will understand that play on the phrase of the pop-up shop.
Yeah.
Other people will think of pop-up books for children. And by the time we're done with this whole thing, I might just design a pop-up defendant pop-up book and sell it at a pop-up shop.
Oh.
Just to really tell the DOJ what I think about how they're conducting themselves in case they don't know that already. So let me introduce you to the latest pop-up defendant. His name is William Todd Wilson. He is from North Carolina. And he popped up. The DOJ showed up at the courthouse and said, voila, we have a new defendant in the Oath Keepers saga. You haven't heard of him before. We haven't mentioned him in papers before. But we got him to sign a plea deal. And that plea deal includes saying guilty to seditious conspiracy and obstruction of Congress. They still don't seem to understand courts are starting to rule that obstruction of Congress is not actually a criminal term, but anyway. And
how do you get found? What's the penalty for obstruction of Congress?
Who knows? Who knows? Because it's this crime that they're making up.
Right.
As much as they're making up that there was seditious conspiracy among this group of people who may or may not have been members of a 501c3 called the Oathkeepers. They take the news cycle for one day. It drops back out of the news cycle, and William Todd Wilson disappears once again into the dark of night. Pop-up defendants. So my question looking at these papers was, okay, why are they bothering with this guy? And within his statement of offense are two clues as to what the DOJ is thinking, he adds to the narrative, plus one freebie. So it's kind of like buy two, get one free. First, we have their description. This is the DOJ description that Mr. Wilson gets himself inside the Capitol and opens the door for the Oath Keepers to walk through the door of the Capitol while he films them entering the Capitol building. And to me, that's a showstopper, because how many other voices are out there all across America among various defense attorneys, across all different kinds of talk show hosts on the left and the right? Were the doors to the Capitol open or not? Well, here's one of the guys who says, I opened the door from the inside. I just pushed on it and it opened. And oh, by the way, I filmed the Oath Keepers as they were coming in through the door. And now I've got a plea deal with the Department of Justice that includes paragraph 9 that says I'm willing to be a confidential informant without an expiration date.
Okay.
Now, you go online and you do your research, ladies and gentlemen, right, on William Todd Wilson. Good luck finding anything about him.
Okay, so my question is this. When it comes to being a informant,
mm-hmm,
and you get out there and you're getting this kind of publicity.
Right.
Doesn't that sort of mean that your informant career is probably short? Because if you roll up on somebody and... If you roll up on somebody... Yeah, yeah. If you roll up on somebody and there's...
Where's my photo?
Yeah.
There's no perp photo here.
Yeah.
They're not holding him over. They're not holding him over in prison for his role opening the Capitol doors and standing there while people streamed in. No, he just gets to walk around on his own recognizance. Same judge, Judge Maida, who's got all the other Oath Keepers, including three who are held over pending trial, Kenneth Carlson, Kelly Meggs, Jessica Watkins, and of course the fourth, Stuart Rhodes. But this man who walks in, pops up, says, oh yeah, I opened the doors to let people in. There's nothing about him online. There's no photographs supplied. He's going to be a confidential informant, ongoing, with no expiration date. And for 24 hours, everybody, including Fox News, this is driving me crazy. This is our team, including the Washington Post, who, to my personal offense, won a Pulitzer Prize this week for their coverage of January 6th. Why? Nobody asks, who is this guy? Nobody. And me, that's the very first question I have, because do you not find it just the littlest bit suspicious that, if you will, a low-ranking guy from a small town in North Carolina is presented by the DOJ as having access to Stuart Rhodes on January 6th to the level that by 5 o'clock p.m., he's in a posh hotel room with Stuart Rhodes while Rhodes allegedly is attempting to call someone to get put through to the president? How convenient is this story?
See, this is sort of stretching my a suspension of disbelief. Wow. Okay. Hold this thought. We're heading into the break. I was too busy listening. We're talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law, as the faux erection, now with the new pop-up offenders, continues to evolve. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We're speaking with Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. The continuing saga. I should get some, like, some soap opera music, shouldn't I?
Yes, you should.
Like the sands of time. These are the days of our lives from January 6th.
Yes.
Something like that.
Yes. And, you know, when you consider that the Department of Justice filed these documents on May 4, making them publicly available, and media outlets like the Washington Post covers it the same day.
Right.
And basically, all that the Washington Post and its colleagues are doing is cut and paste straight out of the Department of Justice press releases. I mean, they're not doing any investigative journalism. So in paragraph 44 of the DOJ statement of offense, where it says, at the Phoenix Hotel, Rhodes gathered Wilson and other co-conspirators inside of a private suite. Rhodes then called an individual over speakerphone. Typo in the original. So an individual. And the Washington Post then says the, quote, individual, quote, on the other end of the call was not identified. And I'm just jumping up and down, saying, okay, and Washington Post reporter Tom Jackman, part of this team who wins this Pulitzer Prize, did you try to ascertain who that is? Because there's not even a comment in the newspaper of, and we could not figure it out, or a call to so-and-so was declined, or our efforts to even just reach the assistant DOJ attorney, let alone trying to reach, you know, the head of the entire thing. It's just so convenient for the Department of Justice, for the federal government, for the Democrats, to be using the Oath Keepers at this point for this narrative that is so poorly written.
Right.
That all this, the DOJ keeps saying is it's an ongoing investigation. And even when they're in a court conference with a judge with as much credentials as Judge Mehta, and they say it's part of an ongoing investigation, Judge Mehta's not even pushing back at the DOJ to say, you do realize we already have people in jail. You've already charged them. What do you mean you've arrested, incarcerated, and you're still investigating?
Is that the way that sequence is supposed to work?
No, it's backwards. It's completely backwards.
So what, have you listened to any of these arguments that have been presented to Judge Mehta? What are they using as their basis behind saying, well, we're going to arrest him first and then we'll find the crime? Because that's what they're doing, right?
That's what they're doing. I think that the attorneys are so overwhelmed at how much is going on that I just don't even know that the words ever quite come out of their mouth that way. Because the DOJ has got them, I'm calling it hypnotized. You know, they've drunk this terrible glass of Kool-Aid where
right.
Everybody's trying to look at these platforms that DOJ's third-party private contractors are building for uploads of video and uploads of documents that are still coming. And so you hear a revelation, for example, at the last judicial conference that I dialed into, where it is stated that by the DOJ, not me, not defense counsel, not some conspiracy theorist. Oh, by the way, there was no camera at the main door of the United States Capitol. Huh? We have a $500 million a year security budget just for the United States Capitol Police, and you're trying to tell me 15 months into prosecuting more than 800 people, that there was no camera at the front door of the Capitol on January 6th or any other day. And so a guy, like pop-up defendant William Todd Wilson, simply goes inside the building, pushes open the doors to the rotunda. He takes out his phone and films Oath Keepers walking up the steps and through that door along with countless other people, hands his phone over to you, and you say, oh, we got a plea deal, and he's just out on his own recognizance. It's absolutely nuts. If I wrote this as my first debut thriller book, people would be laughing at how badly I've written my plot. Nobody would believe it. Nobody would believe it could be this flimsy.
Right. Here's the thing, and I mean, I find it incredibly convenient. When did this pilgrim pop up?
May the 4th.
So last week. So here we are. That's 16 months after the fact, right?
Yes.
Okay. So 16 months on, he's still got a video on his phone.
Mm-hmm.
That's only on his phone. That he hands over the phone, and that's the plea deal.
And who knows how long he's actually been working with the FBI.
Is he one of the guys that had just signed up for the Oath Keepers, or?
No, and this is what I mean in my reference of low-level guy. It claims in this paperwork that he had been an Oath Keeper since 2016 in a small town in North Carolina.
Right.
So while there is a claim that he had, but they don't spell it out how, they don't say had he been paying annual dues, they don't say what had he been doing, simply that he was at this local North Carolina chapter. But that's part of what I mean when I'm saying, if you are Stuart Rhodes, and you are the founder and leader of the Oath Keepers, and it is January 6th, and you've been at the Capitol, and you've witnessed all the smoke, the rubber bullets, the people in and out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And you decide to walk over to the Phoenix Park Hotel to try to place a phone call to the President of the United States. Number one, are you letting a total stranger into the room? I mean, there's no allegations of a preceding relationship with Rhodes. And then, are you really going to put that phone call on speakerphone? Which is what they say happened. Some unidentified individual. It does prove two things, though, that I kind of like. So I'm calling this my silver lining of this poorly drafted piece of paper. Number one, it says to me that Stuart Rhodes really didn't have a relationship with President Trump. And I think if you can't prove that, I don't know how any of the charges are going to stick at trial.
Hang on right there. We'll be right back talking to Paloma Capanna. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is cheering the bids by Finland and Sweden to join NATO.
Today I am proud to welcome and offer the strong support of the United States for the applications of two great democracies.
Biden meeting with the leaders of the two European allies at the White House and calling it a momentous day. He said NATO is the most powerful defensive alliance in the history of the world. The man accused in the mass shooting at a Buffalo grocery store has been indicted by a grand jury. Some family members of the victims were in the courtroom, with one yelling out to Peyton Gendron as he was let out after the hearing was adjourned.
Peyton, you're a coward!
Gendron allegedly killed 10 people at the Topps grocery store last weekend. He is charged with first-degree murder. He remains held without bail and is due back in court on June 9th. USA Radio News. FDA Commissioner Robert Califf testifies before the House Appropriations Subcommittee for Agriculture, Rural Development, Food and Drug Administration about the ongoing baby formula shortage. He says the Abbott Laboratories factory in Michigan is on track to reopen in 1 to 2 weeks.
It looks like it is going well, that Abbott has remediated a number of the issues, and we're going to make sure it gets done as quickly as it possibly can.
The House also voted to approve a $28 billion supplemental bill to address a baby formula shortage. The Senate is giving the thumbs up to a new ambassador in Ukraine.
The Senate confirmed Bridget Brink overnight as U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, filling the post as officials plan to return American diplomats to Kyiv during the war. Ms. Brink's reputation precedes her as she was confirmed by the Senate unanimously without a formal roll call vote. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pryde.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are talking to Paloma Capanna, and some of this stuff is fascinating enough to me, at the very least, to where I'm forgetting that I'm on the radio and I've got a break coming up. Talking right into
perfect.
It.
Perfect.
So if you would, we were where you left off. Let's pick it up from there.
Sure.
No, but once again, let me ask this question. So when these attorneys, these prosecutors, the DOJ, when they're out there saying, well, Your Honor, they're charged with obstruction of Congress, does the judge not get out there and go, listen, if you're going to make it up, at least camouflage it?
No, the question of obstruction of Congress as a charge or not a charge is actually split in several motion decisions among district court judges. So that remains an unresolved legal issue. The most recent ruling was the best, and it did say no, that is not what the law says at the section so cited. But that's a little bit of a, if you will, wonky drill down on things. The DOJ simply keeps using it. The newspapers keep using it. And, you know, so sort of there it sits.
Right.
But I also do creative writing. And one of the critical elements of good creative writing, especially for a good thriller, is something called your internal reality. So when you're writing a full-length book you want to make sure that everything within it is consistent and the decision-making makes sense for your characters. You don't want a situation where you pop your reader out of the imaginary space in which you're placing them. So I have two examples, still talking about this Mr. Wilson and his deal, where we have what I call a failure of internal reality. In other words, I've got two little details here that make it difficult for me to believe that people are actually functioning, making the kinds of decisions that they're making. First example is on page 15, the attorneys who sign off as representing pop-up defendant Mr. Wilson. Normally, one defendant signs for a firm, or maybe there's two if you want to make sure the judge knows you both, you get your name on things, whatever. In the case of Mr. Wilson, there happened to be three separate signatures, none of which included the of counsel for the firm of, in this case, Dysart Willis. So I actually ended up running the three attorneys. When I got to the third one, an attorney named James Kurastad, I thought, oh, here we go again. So where has attorney Kurastad spent his entire career of the past 30 years? So just a little bit older than me. He spent more than 30 years working for the FBI and the Department of Justice prosecuting. Until just recently when he decided to show up in this law firm and be representing pop-up defendant Mr. Wilson.
Pop-up defendant.
I just don't, I mean, how as a defendant do you hire an attorney who has spent the last 30 years working for the very executive branch government organizations that are after you? So for me, that's an internal reality fail. There's a second internal reality fail going on, though, in the Oathkeepers case, where I just am shaking my head at the way a piece of paper was structured going into the court. Defendant Kenneth Harrelson, who is on pretrial detention in this hideous Washington, D.C. prison, his attorney filed a motion, looking for names and aliases, driver's licenses, passport, and so forth, of persons who may have been at the Capitol as confidential informants, as special agents, and so forth, of the government, just mixed in with the crowd, pretending to be part of the crowd. So I like the premise of what he's going after, and it's a 69-page attachment where you can go through this painstaking effort at photographs, numbering faces, trying to describe where these individuals have been physically outside the Capitol building, inside the Capitol building, and so forth. And so me, too, I'm sort of like, oh, this is interesting, and I'm very curious. But in the very first footnote of this entire document, it says the system of tying material witnesses together, putting together the depiction, if you will, that he's used a hashtag system of nicknaming these various unknown persons, as opposed to simply calling them person of interest 1, 2, 3, whatever. It's a system, he says, is pioneered by seditionhunters.org. So my initial reaction to that is, oh, gosh, please don't give Judge Maida anything that would have him thinking, here comes another conspiracy theory. That we're too far downstream here. But you go to seditionhunters.org, the website, and it's a fairly well-developed website. You click on the About Us, and here's what it says. We are a global community of open-source intelligence investigators working together to assist the FBI and the Washington, D.C. Capitol Police to find those who committed crimes on January 6th of the Capitol. It's just all getting so scrambled. So scrambled. You've got a group of people who have been charged by the DOJ with various crimes. Crimes have elements. The DOJ will have the burden of proof beyond a reasonable doubt to establish the elements of those crimes or not, and if they don't, the people are acquitted and they go home. And nobody, including the judge, is keeping any of this focused on the crimes charged and whether the government is going to meet its burden of proof or not. Stacks of paper by the DOJ, stacks of diversion, tons of smoke and mirrors, hundreds of thousands of documents, mega giga terabytes worth of video, and key basic elements are completely lacking from the prosecution. And in all these months, I still have not seen a motion to dismiss all of it. Motions kind of here, there, a little bit of this crime, a little bit of that crime, kind of whatever.
Right.
Academic stuff, if you will. But nobody's saying, look, in order to establish a basic case here, Judge, the DOJ has to step forward the following things, and they can't do it.
Right. So, now, since this is already in motion, you know, I don't really have the time to ask this question. So, we're going to pick this up on the other side, but this is gone. Let's take a moment, which we haven't been doing for the last other breaks, to tell where your website is, where the books are, those kind of things, because you're doing, in addition to all this research, you're doing you've got a ton of output going on out there. Tell them about that.
I do.
Please.
It's 2ampatriot.com. I have two books out on events of January 6th. Most recent is 20 Things You Need to Know About January 6th. Website is full of blogs and also full of media interviews, including several with yours truly, Bill Brady of Lock and Load Radio.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, talking to Paloma Capano, attorney at law, here's my question. This is my question. So, we are sitting here, we're watching this travesty of, I don't even know if justice is the right word to use of it, and in the interim, this is basically, with the exception of Kinzinger and Liz Cheney, this is a Democratic production, yeah?
Yes.
Now, in January, when the new Congress is seated, can McCarthy squash it?
Yes.
He can squash the entire thing. What about everybody that's already been adjudicated? Can they come back and appeal if he squashes it? Can they come back and try to expunge themselves? And are we going to ever... do we know the names and the predicaments of all of the informants, do we know what they are and what they were before they became forever informants? Probably forever informants or hired to be such anyway, but do we know that?
No. No, we really don't. I have tried up until this past week, I have really stayed away from looking at the attorney profiles. I mean, I'll be completely candid with the listeners. I don't know that I had bothered too much to pay attention really to their names unless there was something particularly good or particularly bad about what they were doing.
Right.
But since the issue with Mr. Mosley becoming disbarred, so the attorney for Mr. Kelly Meigs being disbarred, and that whole debacle that we've been covering here in such great detail on Lock and Load, you know, I had not been looking at the attorneys, but I just want to finish my point about Mr. Kurestad, the third attorney for this pop-up defendant, Mr. Wilson.
Okay.
On Mr. Kurestad's bio page on the law firm, he actually brags about having a criminal defense attorney disbarred. I have never, even heard a war story from another attorney of that nature. I mean, it is a profession, and there are some very good tenets in the Code of Professional Responsibility, include one of the ones that I try to concern myself with most, because I'm on that sort of bridge line in between practicing law and commentating on the practice of law, to continually instill confidence of the public in our system of justice and in the practice of law as a noble profession.
Right.
And there are many attorneys who burn shoe leather to do a good job day in and day out for friends, neighbors, and family. But here, I have to call exception, because Mr. Kurisa does not even present the name of that case. He does not provide a hyperlink for us to actually look at a decision creating the disbarment of this criminal defense attorney. We do not know what the facts or circumstances were underlying it and so forth. We just have this claim, this bragging on his bio page of disbarring a criminal defense attorney.
Hmm.
And now he's practicing criminal defense law. He's seen the light. He's changed sides. I don't know what the logic is of why he, after 30 years on the prosecution side, suddenly comes across to the defense side, but it happens, I suppose. So when we tried to find a one word, like you were saying, the word injustice, and McCarthy becomes Speaker of the House, and Republicans and conservatives take a majority in the House, can we turn this thing around? Two things. One, if the January 6th Commission does not conclude its business and issue a report, really all of it will have been for nothing, which is pretty much what I think it is right now anyway, because it's all happening behind closed doors. So we may never know what they've been doing other than bullying, terrorizing, and otherwise behaving in a manner unbecoming for attorneys, because most of the members of Congress are attorneys, in their engagement with the general public. If they do manage to get a report out, then I think it will be for McCarthy and the team to really say, what, if anything, do we want to convene or to do? Do we submit perhaps a rebuttal report, which is sometimes done, right? When the president comes in and gives his State of the Union address, then we tend to see one member from each side, a Republican and a Democrat, and they give these, like, rebuttals. Perhaps, even if we don't take the majority, we should start to get ourselves ready to issue a rebuttal report. But that would assume having access to everything that the January 6th committee has been doing in back rooms. And I don't see them opening their doors anytime soon. So it kind of constantly pulls me back to the one thing I started out with on January 6th of 2021, which is, why are there so many cameras on the Oath Keepers in this crowd of thousands? How can there possibly be this many networks focusing TV cameras on this tiny number of people in this crowd that is supposedly a live event that is spontaneously erupting, or, as the story from the DOJ evolves, that was created by the Oath Keepers, which they've never managed to establish step one in January 6th being the fault of the Oath Keepers. So I think McCarthy has a little bit his hands full, but it's probably, with this defendant, I would say it's time to turn the corner, and it's time for the Republicans to really start to develop some kind of a strategy to say, what are we going to do if January 6th committee issues a report, or if they don't? What are we going to do if we take the majority, or we don't? And start to hire in some people, start to develop those strategies more concretely, get a playbook going, and be ready to take some action as soon as the swearing-in ceremony is done. Same day. Same day would be great.
Yep. Yeah, that would definitely be something that they need to put a little task force together. And they probably need to pull some people that are not in Congress into that task force, to where, because Congress critters are They all have, it's like they all catch ADHD as soon as they get into Congress. They can't
they
focus.
They do.
They can't focus. They can't stay
they
on
do.
Point.
Yes.
They forget why they were elected in the first place.
Yes. Yes. And Dan Bongino, if I may, commented the other day, having run for Congress himself, is he getting more done outside than if he had been elected? And my honest feedback on that is at this point, probably more not having been elected, but we really need to be starting to pull together with those who are elected and who do have the bully pulpit and who can somewhat snap their fingers and make the TV cameras focus on them, because we've got to pull off the Department of Justice being able to hoodwink outlets like the Washington Post at a level where the august body of the Pulitzer Prize Committee is misled to give them a prize that they don't deserve and should have turned down. They should have fessed up and said, all we're doing is copying DOJ press releases. Just go to their website. You'll see the same words.
Well, we are running out of time, so we're going to have to get you back here very shortly. So, because it is all fascinating. Tell everybody how to find your website.
2ampatriot.com. Drop by the website. Drop me a note. Let me know what your thoughts and questions are.
Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you, Bill. And thanks to all the listeners of Lock and Load Radio.
Thank you. Coming up next is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At ZNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, ZNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. ZNA Precision. Welcome to the Moon Squad.
For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.